topic and you need to formulate a whole bunch of more ideas because there's so much to say on this topic. There's so
There
much to
definitely
say.
is. See, this is the thing. For me, I want to get it across to men that they don't have to have X, Y, and Z in order to be successful for women. Yes, it's always a bonus. And as a woman, I will say, if somebody has money, it is, of course, a bonus. But I'm not going to be, I that's just the way I am. I don't think if I was dating somebody that really inspired me and motivated me and we could move forward together, either in our personal lives or, financially we could move forward together, I don't think I would give them up for somebody who's really rich. I would think about it sometimes.
Right. When things get tough, you just need to like dealing. Absolutely, you think about it, but it's the whole thing doing it. Yeah. Yeah. If we do this again, which I'd love to do, I would love to, in the future, bring up real examples that I've seen, without using people's names, because I think that'll make it more concrete. I was thinking about that as we were talking today. I wish I'd thought about it that way in advance. Like, who have I known? What have I seen that would make this concrete for somebody?
That's interesting.
Because, the kind of talk we had, I think, will be a great first, like a great starting point. But beyond that, usually what my experience with people is that if they understand somebody else's story, they can see where they fit.
That's
And I would love to do
interesting.
this again, with maybe whatever scenarios you wanted to see, and if that was a scenario where a woman was like, the money's a bonus, to come up with scenarios, experience I've seen or heard about, because people will be like, you do what for a living? Oh my God, let me tell you this. Boom. And just to come up with where a man can see where what some of the choices he'd have that he may not have thought about on his own.
That's interesting.
I'll give you an example that's happened in my life, which is not around money, but I haven't owned a TV since 1984, and for whatever reason, I was at somebody's house and Britney Spears' video for Toxic came on the television, right? And I love the song Toxic, and I was watching this video, and I don't know if you've ever seen the video for Toxic. I don't know if you can stomach Britney Spears. Most people I know can't,
No,
but
of
for
course I
whatever reason, I
have.
just
Of course I
love this
love
song.
it.
Okay, you love this song, and so the thing is, that video captured my imagination. I watched it on YouTube like multiple times a day for like a long time afterward. And I called my sister. I said, "You know what? I saw this Britney Spears thing." She's like, "What?" And I said, "You know what was so compelling about it was that the way she acted in that video, and I'm a person who doesn't have a TV now, was like a whole new model for the way women can act that I've never seen before. I've never seen women make the choices in such a bold fashion that she did in that video. She had segment one with one guy, segment two with the other, segment three, she just burst into some guy's bedroom and was like, I'm going to throw you around the place and have you. I don't see women really act like that.
Oh, but we all
It's
want
not
to.
a. We don't want to. And it was like, and so what Britney Spears' Toxic video to me was a model of behavior I hadn't seen that now is in my quiver that I can be like, oh yeah, well guess what? I know that it's out there. I know it's out there for women to do this. And so I think the same thing would be really helpful for most guys to be able to put themselves in a scenario or see a, quote, see a scenario, unquote, where they saw a man act. When they saw a woman act, react to a man. And if we could get a pulse of what most of your listeners or clients were like and give them money stories where men did different things that had great outcomes or disastrous outcomes, they can get a real feel for some choices they may have that no one's really opened the door to before. I think it'd be really helpful for them and probably really helpful for you.
Definitely. It most definitely would be. Okay. Well, let me think
So,
more about this.
if
I
you were
even
to
like this conversation. I wish we were recording this part right now. I'm trying to see if I am recording it right now. I think that it's fantastic. I like what we're talking about because this is very real. Like you and I are having a female conversation right now of things that women really talk about. And it is, it's being more open and honest than that recording was of the two of us. Not that we were not being open and honest, but we were stating our opinions in a formal setting. And this is just really having a conversation. Like even for me to say, yeah, it's a bonus if a man has money, but it's never deterred me from dating a guy in a band who was super confident and extremely emotional and passionate sexually. No. Like, even my husband, when I first met him, he wasn't focused on money. He had a limited income in the beginning, and I was still very focused on him. The thing that I was unattracted to about him was that he wasn't motivated in the very beginning. He had no idea how to be motivated. He wasn't as passive when he was younger, but he was very, you know, he had been beaten down by Los Angeles. And together, we helped boost him up, and now he's extremely successful. And he is making more money, you know, and then...
Right.
It's like hand in hand. It's like what comes first, the chicken or the egg? And it's not this money that I'm attracted to, because a lot of these people that I find have money are like really annoying for me, to tell you the truth. I was in corporate restructuring, and these men, exactly what you said, the sense of entitlement was such a turnoff to me.
Huge.
Yeah, where they were just like, hey, I have a lot of money. I've earned a lot of things, and therefore I can have you. And I was like, ew, no, you can't. For one evening, yeah. You're going to turn me on by the banter that we have with each other, by the confidence that you exude. But long term, you are going to bore me to shit. Like it will not matter to me because you have nothing else to back up this sense of entitlement and this confidence that you're showing me right now. Because it's true. They only have confidence in a certain area of their lives. They don't have confidence overall. And that's not attractive.
Right, and a lot of them use it as a way to wield their way, just like they can do in corporate or in their business. I mean, if the business owner that's got a ton of money or a ton of influence in his business, he tends to use the same behavior that gets all his employees to pander to him in a dating or relationship scenario. Nobody wants that. So yeah. So I think that if we get together Saturday, we get clearer on what you'd like people to know, it'll be a lot easier to come with, you know, the emotional side and the circumstances. Definitely. And the emotional side of what really turned us on about men, and also what really turned us off about men, and you know, a couple of vignettes from things that worked and things that didn't work, and the whole theme is just be who you are and be real, because ultimately that's what it's about. It's not. It's never about the money, except when it is. And when it is, it's usually a disaster.
Exactly. That's the thing that I want people to know. It's a disaster
when
it becomes about money.
A disaster.
But I'm just going to say one more thing. Yeah. Like I have this whole conversation going where I've talked to numerous women about this bad boy concept, because all these men think that women want to be with bad boys and they get turned on by bad boys. And it's kind of exactly the situation that we just described before, where they meet a man and he has this sense of entitlement, so he acts confident and he acts maybe a little bit cocky, but very comfortable.
Like an a-hole.
Yeah, exactly. But long term, he's a jerk. And then a woman gets involved with him, and then she's fighting for attention, and she sticks with it for so long because she wants possibly to change him. And she's waiting for that moment to happen, and ultimately it's never going to happen because he doesn't know how to give her the attention that she needs, and it ends up being a bad relationship overall. And that's the bad boy scenario that men don't understand, is that these women who stay with these men for so long are so unsatisfied, and it's not a good connection. It's not a good relationship. Both parties are somewhat miserable because nobody's getting what they want out of the situation.
Well, you know, I'm going to add something to the bad boy situation. Who hasn't been attracted to a bad boy, you know, or two or three? You know, but the thing is, it's like, you know, let's be honest. If you weren't married, would you be attracted to one now? I mean, that's the whole bad boy thing, if you ask me, is like one of those things where, yeah, you do it when you're a teenager. I did it when I was a teenager. I was in my 20s. I wanted someone who was exciting. I wanted someone who was nothing like my upper middle class upbringing, and I really like someone who pissed my parents off, you know, but right now I just need someone who makes me happy. You know, I'm not interested in pissing my parents off. I don't care what my parents think, you know, so it all changes.
Exactly. No, I totally agree with you. Because now, when I was younger, 100%, because when I was younger, I said to myself, okay, you're hot, I'm hot, we laugh with each other, done. I'll be with you for 3 months and then end of story. Like, that's how it worked when I was younger. That's why those things were appealing. And it was based in the excitement factor. It was like, okay, you are exciting, yeah. Mainly because you're unattainable. And that's why you're absolutely exciting for me. But now, right. God, no, I would never want to be with somebody like that. And even when I was 22, I didn't want to be with somebody like that. I was over that by the time I was 18, probably.
Oh, well, yeah, it took me a little longer, yeah. You know, a little deeper into my 20s it took you, but I will tell you that, you know, excitement for me right now is knowing you're reliable, we like each other, we can have fun together, and we can be open with each other.
There you go.
And it just feels good. That's exciting to me. You know, drama, you know, I'll go to the movies. So I'll see you Saturday.
There you go. I like it. I completely right. agree with you. All right. Well, I will see you Saturday. I'll send you the information.
Should we just meet at your house? Is parking a nightmare over there?
Oh, yeah. You can park at my house. Yes. I will have a spot for you so that you can come here. That actually works better. I'll send you my address, and then we'll just walk over together.
Okay. Sounds good.
Perfect. Nice talking to you.
Thanks. Look forward to it. Nice talking to you, too. Bye, Marnie.